Why does my partner say I don't know when I ask a question? Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. All right, everyone. This question was proposed by a man, and I don't really like to be stereotypical. No matter what who we are as a person, we are who we perceive ourselves as the outside, or who the world perceives us from the outside view. We are probably very different internally. So there is zero judgment here in any way. So I'm gonna go with a typical male and female relationship. I'm definitely, well, am I actually? No, I take that back. Matt is actually the one that often says, I don't know, whatever you want. And I'm always the one like, okay, five levels deep of planned and, you know, everything that needs to happen to make what I want to happen successful is already planned out, me and my analytical mindset. So when we ask our partner what they want to do, or if we're very specific about where we want to go and we say, do you want to do that too? Or where do you want to go? And they're like, I don't know. It's like, that is, it has its time and its place. Sometimes with, when I'm to the point where I'm like, I don't know, just pick it. And then poor Matt's like, well, if I pick it, then you can't say X, Y, and Z about how miserable you are or how you don't like it. And that is, he has a point there. He's, if he ever listens, he'd be like, yeah, no matter what I do sometimes, I'm not right. I don't know how to help the men in the situation who are listening, like, I experienced the same thing. Like, just give me an answer. I don't know how to help you there, because women, sometimes we have so much in our head and we're stuck in our head and we just don't know. But then when the situation is happening, we're still stuck in our head and we still don't know. But it's like there's a million ways the situation can play out. So usually at that point, we probably need a serious mental break and we just need to go sit somewhere. I like to sit in my kayak for 3 hours. That's my thing. But anyway, so when we're planning out what we want to do and how we want to do it, where we want to go, and we have something that we are interested in doing, and we say to our partner, are you interested in doing this? And their response is, I don't know. That can create some strife because we're so excited about it. And our partner is just like, meh. It's like, no, I need you to be excited about it too. And so coming, confronting and saying that, like, I'm so excited to spend this time with you. What are we going to do? And then you get an, I don't know, it feels like a shot to the heart. So vocalizing that, like, I really want your compromise, your collaboration. I really want to do this. The C words are, well, not the bad C words, the compromise, collaboration, those kind of C words in our household are big. And I've learned to state that when I come to Matt or even the kids or anybody in my house and I, you know, say, hey, I really want to do this. And they're just like, okay, or whatever. And I'm like, no, like, I want to do this with you. And I want you to be engaged as much as I'm engaged. Maybe my head is going a little bit faster than yours, but you can still engage with me and really give your perspective and your point of view and what you think. If it gets rejected, then that's a whole different kind of thing to have to work through because we were asked for our opinion. So then our partner rejects us and it's like, well, you just told me what you wanted and I gave it to you and now you're telling me no. So how can we work this out? This is a double-sided sword and a double-edged sword, and it's conflicting and we can't have that style of communication. Now I'd like to kind of boil this down back to the more simple stuff. When if it's just like, and you're in the honeymoon phase and you really want your partner to be excited to be with you, or you're really excited to do something for them and you ask them, hey, where do you want to go out to eat? And they give you an I don't know. And it's like, well, I don't know either. I don't know you from a hole in the wall. I'm still trying to get to know you. Can you kind of help me figure out who you are? And that is when the person is so scared and fearful of rejection and they're holding their vulnerability so tight in the box, and you want them to like open it just a little, and they're it's shut tight with a bunch of padlocks, that is a time to just pull back and our expectations, figure out what our expectations are. Are we expecting our partner to be something that they're not able to be at that point in time? So I'm going to say, when you have a question and your partner's not ready to answer it, try to meet them where they're at, or compromise and say, listen, I need this. Let's go. Answer these questions, please. And doing the juggle of communication back and forth. So like, share, subscribe, fill out the survey. I would love to have the opportunity to just chat with anybody for a free consultation and seeing if maybe we could work together. If not, maybe I can refer you somewhere else and you can get better support from the right people. I hope you have a great day, and I look forward to hearing from you all. Bye.